found one there that we wanted, so he never called her on it.
Mm.
So she called. No, I guess he placed a call and didn't get a call back or something. Or we never got together anyway. Whatever happened, I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, they had gotten into quite a conversation because her daughter has cystic fibrosis.
Oh, my.
And cannot continue to take care of this. Really, it's a full breed, you know, purebred, I should say, chocolate lab. And so anyway, she was trying to find a home for it.
Oh.
And she has a 4-year-old son. Also. And so anyway, she was, you know, talking about her condition and all, and so Denny just handed her one of the CDs and said, you know, you might find this interesting. I know our products could be of benefit, but, you know, there isn't anything on here specifically about that, but about this. So anyway, she calls yesterday and she says, you know, left a message and I got it. A few hours. I took it off a couple hours later because we'd been gone or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, as it turns out, the daughter ends up here with the lab.
Wow.
And her son. And we got into, I was going to be like, I said, Denny, if we get out of here within 20 or 30 minutes afterwards, we can get the runs made that I want to make, you know, before the stores close, the ones I wanted to get to. So anyway, I had this all planned out. Well, then this friend of his from out of town drops in, first of all, his girlfriend, and that delayed things, and I was on a rampage to get all my food organized, because when I can't find it, I just go buy more.
Has left the conference.
That's from the trip. So anyway, as it turns out, she's here, and there's an incredible conversation about health, wellness, food. And she's going, oh, my gosh, I knew there had to be some other answers. You know, forcing me to drink milk when it creates mucus, and I've learned that on my own. And isn't there other ways I can get some of the same stuff that they're wanting me to have, like extra fat? She needs fat, and she needs, you know, the respiratory system get worse. And the digestive, I didn't know the digestive was a huge part of cystic fibrosis. She pegged those two areas as her weak areas.
Wow.
And I said, digestive? Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I knew that either.
You
think mostly of the lungs?
Yeah, that's what I thought. She says, no. She says, the other is every bit as important.
Wow.
With those two, you know, I think air unit immediately. I think water.
I think a flex on the chest immediately.
Oh, yeah. That's
has arrived. As well as the lacto. Since you mentioned the digestion.
I was thinking that, but I was also thinking plant-based.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Okay, cystic.
Did you check the CD, the resource CD?
Not yet, no. Man, she didn't leave here. We barely got out of the house to get to one stop.
Yeah, that's funny because we were out with another couple on Saturday night for dinner, whom we've known almost since we lived in Cleveland. And he was with Big Brothers way back when, and he told us at dinner that two of his little brothers have died, one from cystic fibrosis and the other from diabetes, interestingly. And so, you know, they certainly were not old when they died.
No, I think that she had, did she have diabetes or borderline? I'll have to ask.
The same one with cystic fibrosis?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And it came up. And so...
Well, wait, is it type 1 or 2?
Well, no. Oh, I don't know, because we never stopped.
Yeah, it could be diet-related, if it is.
Oh, well, with her, she's a slender... I mean, not that it can't be, but...
Right. Doesn't matter.
Very, very, very slender. In good shape, you know.
And it could be that she's not, you know, with the diet, with the... And the digestion part, she may not be metabolizing calories that she needs.
They wanted her to get high protein, and I said, you can get protein. It doesn't have to come from animal.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked at me astounded, and I said, here, I was making, she wanted an espresso. And I was making her one. I didn't want to get too technical about it because I didn't want to scare her off, you know, all the do's and don'ts. Because she's already quite overwhelmed. Her sister died at, she was 13, and I think her sister was 14 when she died.
From?
Fibrosis.
Yeah, it is a hereditary thing, and life expectancy is not, unless
not
it's changed. I mean, I remember years ago, it was not a long time.
Yeah, that was my memories of it, too. So what did you say besides the flex and lacto and...
Even, you know, the far infrared something someplace to add, to neutralize the acidity.
Yeah, the comforter would be great all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And she's living on her own, so she does...
And if she is, I mean, what's her diet? You know, is she eating a lot of sugar? If she's diabetic, it could very well be diet-related.
I'm sure she said she watches the sugars.
But some people don't understand that white is sugar also.
Right. No, I just handed her the book, and I said, here, and I've not done this before, and I know...
The China study?
Huh?
You gave her the China study?
I handed her the book, and I said, turn to page 240, because we were on the subject of... You know, the protein and just, you know, other nutrients. She says, some of these I'm not familiar with. And I said, well, this is the part of the vitamin B complex. And, you know, I was just pointing different things out to her. And she says, oh, I want to learn so bad.
Wow.
I want to learn so bad.
You never know.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
her mother's comment was, I'm really interested in that CD you gave me. She says, I've gone through it, but before I get it back to you, I want my husband to go through it also. I want to go through it with him. And so we told her about Tuesday. Denny asked her right away, because that's our day in there for all day. He asked her when her days off were, and she says, well, I'm off Tuesday this week. And so we told the daughter that. They both live out there really close, so I've got a good suspicion that they will both be there on Tuesday, and I'm really excited to, you know, I told her, I said, you know, I don't know a lot about that disease. I said, not one of the
I would check the resource CD first.
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you. I've taken enough time of everybody else's with it, but anybody else has any input, it's cystic fibrosis that I'm dealing with, and I just don't.
What a coincidence that I just heard it mentioned. It's not a disease you hear often, but Saturday night. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. Well, things happen for reasons. Reasons that it brings it to your mind. And thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the time.
Oh, gosh. I remember my college roommate, my friend,
has arrived.
Had, I believe, twins, you know, after we graduated college, and I believe they had cystic fibrosis, both of them, a long time ago.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be one of those more difficult ones to work with, at least in my book, as far as what I know about it so far. So, just, you know, hopeful that I can find some really good things that she'll see results with.
Mm-hmm.
She left, and she's really, really into eating, you know, somewhat healthy anyway, because I asked her, and I had an excess of bananas, and I said, she says, oh yeah, I would use them. My son just loves bananas, and I said, I also have, which I can't get right now, I'd want to trim them back, but I've got some stalks of Brussels sprouts. Do you like Brussels sprouts? Because that's kind of an unusual one for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, yes. And I says, well, I'll bring them on Tuesday if you can make. And she says, oh, okay, that'd be great. Brussels sprouts.
Hey, they're expensive in the stores.
Well, they are. Mine need to be, you know, peeled down a couple layers because they've turned yellow. I've stored them.
I love them roasted.
I just did roasted eggplant and zucchini on the grill, and that strange seasoning I used the other day mixed up in oil, a little bit of oil. It was supposed to be used like on bread or something, and we're not eating that much bread. Tried a little corner once when I forgot to try it on the toast. That in a little tiny, probably a half cup jar, and I spread that on it, and oh my goodness, just really, really thin. I've got one of those rubber bristled brushes. I love it because it doesn't soak into the you know, the material, the flavoring.
Easier to clean, too.
Much easier to clean. And so I've been using that, and I picked that up at the dollar store. I said, these dollar store finds are just great. So anyway, but thank you again. I got it.
I can't tell you how often I think of, and it's been years since I heard Vance say, when he had a chest something, he put it, when the flexes were cream colored, he put one on and couldn't believe what came through. And that was years ago.
I'd forgotten about that until you mentioned.
I think about that one often. I don't know why.
Funny how things stick in your mind.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So who else is with us as we're carrying on a private conversation?
This is Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I was just listening in.
Oh, well, does anything ring a bell with you?
Well, I got in on the part where Nancy was saying about the two boys with cystic fibrosis.
Oh, you missed the whole conversation, Jeannie.
Yeah, so I missed the beginning.
I won't repeat it. It's
you don't have to.
But it's not that you're not important. I don't mean it that way.
No, I understand.
The details aren't, but it was cystic fibrosis is what I'm looking for information on.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know much.
25-year-old gal.
You know, there's a gal I am prospecting that works with two patients. I think that's where I've heard. She does home health care.
Uh-huh.
And she has a 40-year-old and a 23-year-old, I think, that she takes care of. I think it's cystic fibrosis. I'll have to look at my notes and see. I haven't talked to her in a couple of weeks.
Well, if you talk to her again, just you might say one of my friends has met a gal and is trying to give her some help. And is she into alternatives at all, this gal?
I haven't found that out yet. She has
CD,
and we just
been she has what?
Cross paths.
She has
the
CD?
The CD, yeah, with the testimonies on it. Just moved here from Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Not too long ago. Her husband's a cop here. He was amazed at the different tests that you have to take, the difference in the states.
Hmm.
He has 8 months of training.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And she was in home health care. She had a business that for 10 years with, like those recliners that push you up. You know, when you can't stand up and they kind of raise up.
Yeah, they pop you out of the chair?
Yeah, different equipment like that. And so they were at the market selling some of those chairs that they had left over. So I met him. He was set up next door to me. This was a couple months ago. So anyway.
Well, interesting how everything comes together. So I just...
It is.
I'm very excited to learn more about it myself and just you know, watch, because she's so very open.
That's wonderful.
Looking for something else, and she was coughing. I said, you know, is there and we'd set off a smoke alarm that was oversensitive, and Denny thinks the battery was running low, but anyway, it was clear in the top upper floor, upper corner, opposite end of the house from the kitchen, and three in between didn't go off, but that one did, and the door was closed where it was, and she was coughing, and that was another thing she said. She says, no, I always deal with this cough. It's a continual cough for me. She says, nothing in the house, because I thought, well, maybe she was sensitive to what other, you know, fumes had come, or air, or whatever, and she said, no. It really wasn't even enough to kick the, there was no smoke. It comes on with steam even. So anyway, the, has been the last week anyway, but, the air unit didn't even come on that wasn't more than, probably 12 feet from there. But,
I can't imagine though, that with all of the additional pollutants that are in the air and our food, that is not adversely affecting people with lung problems.
Yeah, I can't either.
Yeah.
And she says, I know that when I drink milk, the mucus is much greater. She says, I know that, and I just...
Stop drinking milk.
Yeah, well, she says, when I drink less...
How about the almond milk or the soy milk or something like that?
Did you try that? She says, I've tried it. She says, yeah, I just feel like it's better for me.
Is it?
And she says, but and we were comparing labels. I says, well, you. She says, in fact, I let her taste. The one I had made was, it wasn't turned, but it would. It gets a little stronger flavor. Maybe I could say. I'm not sure how to describe it. But I mean, it wasn't soured at all by any means. But it just didn't taste as the same as it does when I first make it.
It wasn't real fresh.
It wasn't real fresh. And so I says, I'm not going to offer you a taste of this because it'll taste unusual to you. But she says, well, I've used rice milk, and I like rice milk. And I says, well, the one I've got, and I don't know what the dividing line is, says rice beverage. Does the other rice milk say that? I know soy milk doesn't, but it seems like I've seen other ones like the rice dream saying beverage on it. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, soy dream says soy beverage, too.
Oh, does it? Okay. So the soy milk I had said soy milk. I don't remember what brand it was.
Well, the milk industry may have come out for that reason.
You know, that's the other thing. Did you guys happen to see the new corn syrup advertisement?
What's it called?
Corn sugar.
Oh, jeez. That's more accurate.
Yeah, but, you know, it was all it was a peg to educate the public.
That we've changed our name to corn sugar.
Yeah. No, they didn't even say that. They just said, we, you know, for anyone that is concerned about how sugars affect the body, let me just explain, when you're drinking this, this is just as good as any other product for your body because of it's got just corn sugar in it. That's all corn is when it's, you know, that way. It's not any different than any other sugar. Good grief.
Yeah.
Except for the good for the body part, but the other part is good that they're saying at least that it's sugar.
But feel free, because it is a natural sugar.
Oh, for sure.
It's as good as any other sweetener.
Arsenic is natural, too.
Oh, man.
Gasoline is natural, too.
We talked about that, and she said, oh, my goodness. I said, we have a lot of deceptions in the food industry. I said, we call it food science, not real food. She laughed. She says, oh, I'm so open to learning more about this. Where would you suggest I start? And I said, this book right here.
Is the mother or the daughter?
This is the daughter herself.
Okay.
Yeah, and the mother was just eager. She says, I do it to help my daughter.
Sure.
So anyway.
Has arrived.
She says, I'm not happy about where I am career-wise either.
Wow.
So I'm really, really excited to meet with them. I'll be on their tail, trust me. And so will Denny. And he had a good rapport going with the wife. So who else has got comments? Or did I cut you off, Jeannie, too?
No, I'm...
Loretta, I heard you come in. Thank you. Do you have anything? I keep going back to this subject, guys. It's going to be called the cystic fibrosis hour.
No, I'm looking for a little pamphlet that NECAN put out many, many, many years ago on the water.
Uh-huh.
The blue pamphlet, and it had a list of all the things that the water system took out. I'm trying to find out if the water system took out arsenic. I think it did. Does anybody remember?
Whoa. I would think if they didn't, you know, and they maybe can't say 100%, but 99.9 or something like that. But, boy.
You can go on the NSA or NSR or NSC site, whatever it is, and look up the certification for the different water systems.
Is it
and it'll tell you there what. Yeah, NSF. You know, I'm not good with those acronyms.
What is it? NSF?
Yeah. It's probably also on the Dave Balzer's scientific site also. The company's scientific site. If you go to mynecan.com and then click on the resources, it'll take you to the scientific site. And that kind of information would be there if you dig.
Does anybody remember the little pamphlet I'm talking about?
I remember seeing it, but I couldn't tell you whether that was on it.
It's like a 3-page pamphlet, and it's got a whole list of everything that the water takes out. I have it here somewhere.
So it wasn't specifically on one of the water systems. It was on a general, what our water does?
It was, if I remember right, it was talking about the water bottle.
Oh.
But the water system, they said, also took out the same. I'll have to look a little bit deeper because I have it. I always keep it in my desk drawer, but for some reason it's out there.
You said you thought it was like 3 pages?
Yeah, it's like 3 pages.
Was it a full size or a trifold size?
No, it was a trifold, like a 5x7. It was in white and blue. Really nice looking.
I'll know what size to look for when I get down in that file.
There are so many people in Maine that's dying of cancer. Everybody you talk to has cancer. And everybody says, well, it's because of all the arsenic and the granite that we have here. I don't know, Hampshire. When I was in Massachusetts, and, this was like 10, 12 years ago, we was trying to sell water systems to the people in New Hampshire because everybody had arsenic in their water. So it must have been on that paper, or I wouldn't have been able to try to sell it to them.
You know, the other place is where the plane went down there in Somerset, Pennsylvania. They have, when we were back there anyway, it was pegged as the second highest site in the nation, second highest city in the nation for cancer.
Wow.
Number two. And when we were there, I remember Roger was there, Roger Drummer was there. At the same time, we all gave up our speaking time for him to continue his presentation, and he did it on the China study. He says, I am delivering this to you because of the rate of cancer in this area.
And he's not a vegan.
Not strict, no.
He's a vegetarian.
He doesn't call himself a vegan.
No.
He says he does very little of the other stuff,
right.
But he does do eggs, of course.
Yes.
And so he says, you can do so much more with your diet, he says, than just the normal traditional. You know, you guys need to know this. I was just elated, of course, to hear his side and his input on it, because it was the first time I'd ever heard him do anything like that. You know, at a group, at the strong, strong emphasis on the food. And
is that near where there was that nuclear explosion a number of years ago, Shar?
I don't remember that. It's where the planes, where they took one of the
planes. No, I know that, but there was also before that, and I don't remember what year it was, in Pennsylvania, a huge plume of nuclear, I'm almost sure it was nuclear. In Florida,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
What? Is that what you're talking about?
What?
3 Mile Island?
Yes. Was that near Somerville, Somerset,
Summer
or whatever? Where the plane went down?
I don't think so.
You don't think they're close
to
each other?
Could be. Yeah, could be. I don't know. I know nothing about the East.
That would be a good one to Google and just see. But, you know, it's going to affect that whole area.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
In the upper states there.
Yeah.
It's
interesting because you
has left the conference.
When we were growing up, mountain air was always the healthiest. And yet, you know, Pennsylvania has lots of mountains. So they're not able to do the job that they used to.
Well,
getting the air anyway.
Yeah, and how far spread is, like, the coal industry and some of that stuff that puts a lot of pollutants in the air? Because I know that those industrial areas are really, really heavy that we don't have in the west.
More in the valleys, though.
Huh?
There are more in the valleys, usually.
Oh, okay.
And it just sits. I know that when we go to Charleston, there's a...
Has arrived.
It just kind of sits in the valley, all that gook in the air. Which obviously is not healthy to be breathing all the time.
No, well.
Yeah.
They've definitely got some high counts there, you know, higher than
sure.
average.
Wow.
And I and I don't know that it takes for just one, because when our group, everybody in the room was either dealing with it, had a family member or somebody that, was close to them that was dealing with cancer.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think there was a person that didn't acknowledge. I mean, when we looked around, if they were well hidden. It was a pretty good sized group. It was just really, really sad. And several of them were multiple times, you know, survivors of different cancer issues.
Mm.
Some the same and some, you know, different parts of the body. Okay, let's go to a more positive note here. I did try another recipe out of Engine 2 Diet yesterday morning for breakfast. It was another pancake recipe. No wonder I got so many pancakes. It says makes 25 to 30 pancakes, and I got them. Actually, I got more than that. Ate until I was stuffed. It was my main meal of the day, to be quite frank. Spelt blueberry pancakes. And for anybody that's staying away from the gluten, it was really easy. And I'll read it to you here. If you don't have the book yet, or don't have the book, I don't need to say yet. But anyway,
what
I like it.
It's
a good one. It's page, what page is it here? I've got the pages covered up with so many things. It's 159, Jeannie.
Okay.
Does he have an index in the back of the book with the recipes listed or no?
Yeah, he does. I'm thinking how many different ways they are. Whether
yeah, that helps.
Like pancakes or blueberries or how. Yeah, he's got a good index.
Good.
I didn't go looking. I went to they're in sections. So also I went to where the dark chocolate brown. I need to look at that one. I really like the one I've got. Are they using beans? I get easily sidetracked. You're not using beans for the main part. Oh, but where's their flour? Whole wheat pastry flour. No, they're using flour. I'll stick with mine, thank you. Anyway, the dry ingredients in one bowl, the wet in another. And the dry are 2 cups of spelt flour. That caused me to totally reorganize. It was the very last container from New York that I found the smaller amount of spelt flour that I had left and had brought home, so everything's hoping to be recategorized and sorted today. 2 cups of spelt flour and then 2 cups of oat flour. And the easy way to do oat flour is if you have a bullet or something like
that. Has left the conference.
Put a small amount in, maybe 3 batches to make 2 cups worth of flour and just twirl it. It grinds up really fast and easy in a bullet.
And you use oatmeal?
I just use regular oats, yeah.
Oats.
I don't use my prized thick oats. I use regular, you know, organic oats, but not the ones I keep.
Oatmeal cereal or just oats?
Well, what you'd use for cereal, just
okay.
Rolled oats, yeah.
But not the quick?
I never use the quick. Well,
okay.
I think I've got a fourth of a cup for something that said specifically you need quick, but
okay.
I never use it for general.
That's a good idea.
The nutrient value is horribly low when the bugs will not survive or even go near it. That sends up a red flag to me really, really high. Huge. In fact, that was mentioned at one of the seminars. Don't use them. Then the third ingredient is 2 tablespoons of baking powder, 4 tablespoons of ground flax meal, and they call for 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay, then in the wet bowl is 3.5 cups of low-fat soy milk, and I'm not picky about the milk, so whatever you have for alternative milk, you don't need to use cashew cream, of course. 4 tablespoons of applesauce, 2 tablespoons of honey or agave nectar, 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and the last ingredient, don't include that in the wet ingredients, by the way, is 2 cups of blueberries, and I had fresh blueberries. It was another reason I jumped on this one. Okay, so you whisk the flowers together, all the dry ingredients in the one bowl, and you have combined the wet ingredients in the second bowl. Form a well in the center of your dry ingredients and pour the wet ingredients in. Stir the batter just until moist. And I stirred out the major huge lumps because mine really clumped. And it will seem thick. I didn't think it seemed overly thick, so I obviously stirred it a little bit more. And let it set for 15 minutes, if you possibly can, it says. If you're in a too big a hurry and you've got to use it, it's still okay. But the pancakes will not be as crisp on the outside, it was his comment. I found that the pancakes were like a half inch thick, kind of like you get the big fluffy white ones. They're always so big and thick. So I thinned it way down, and I probably used at least another close to a cup of milk in thinning it. After I tried them the way they were, you stir in the blueberries at the end, or since I was just trying part of the batter, I waited and sprinkled the blueberries on top, and I also added walnuts scattered on top. And then they handle really nicely because a lot of the gluten-free stuff does not flip well on the griddle. So these were just a gem to make, even thick or thin down, and browned really nicely too. And we like the flavor of them a lot. So for anybody that's watching the gluten, that's an easy one. It was quick and really good.
It's interesting. I made one of your waffles last night for dinner. I realized I didn't have any baking soda. What does that do?
It's a leavening agent. It brings them up lighter, same as baking powder. A lot of times it's one or the other.
Oh, you used both, and I had the powder. I didn't have the soda, but they were good. I actually added some sunflower seeds to them.
Oh, that sounds good.
Which it said you could, but they were really good.
Remember which recipe it was?
You know what? I'll type it up and send it. I may even have it. It was the one that had cinnamon in it and whole wheat pastry flour and milk. And I used maple syrup.
But,
it had maple syrup in it.
Oh, okay. The sesame seeds didn't jump out at me in that
shape. Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds.
Yeah, it said optional. You could use sunflower seeds, and I did.
Oh, okay.
I just poured some in.
Yeah, Denny likes nuts in all pancakes.
I did not taste them in there. But I could definitely smell the cinnamon when I took them off, and you could taste it a little bit. I didn't really measure it as much as you should have.
Didn't seem to add texture to them?
No. It was thick. In fact, we added some extra milk to it to thin it down a little, and it does thicken as it sits, you know.
Denny would prefer his more like a crepe than a pancake, so
yeah.
I'm always thinning the batter. But I've got two good-sized plates that I set out in the cooling room. It looks like a vegetable room, I said, with three of us, you know, basically three different families, but the other two, you know, one single and one with son. All we set everything out in what I call our garden room that looks out over the creek, and it's glass, so it's really, really cold, just slightly above outside, but nothing can get to it, unlike the open decks that the squirrels and raccoons and birds come after, and the dog if he gets loose and can get there. But it's gated off, but the wild animals still come in on the deck. And so anyway, it is just covered with food sitting everywhere. Some of the stuff I set on the floor just to get the, you know, the faster cooling of the pan when it makes contact, but I said, we got to quit doing this. This looks terrible. Oh, it's off our family room, but, you know, it's just us here most of the time, and I just say, well, if anybody gets over there, I go, that's my winter refrigerator expanded, so I don't have to empty shelves. No, honestly, I couldn't get it in the refrigerator, so. Quite frankly, we've got an overload of produce from business on. So, comments, questions, any other? I don't know where we are time-wise, it seems like.
I bought some.
Oh, go ahead.
I bought some silken tofu. It's the sprouted version.
Mm.
And I don't remember why I bought it. And so I'm thinking, well, I need to find recipes to use a silken. It's a soft one. It's in water.
Are you out of sour cream?
Do you
want to bake you baked potatoes?
There we go. Okay.
That uses a whole carton if you don't have a recipe that sounds good. We haven't been eating potatoes, and it keeps, and mine may have gone. What it'll do, it'll separate and kind of just turn darker color, and the flavor is still good. It's a little tartar as it stands. And
I guess I could put some in my smoothie, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but the recipe calls for a full package, but it holds mine holds for. Oh, one thing I discovered I wanted to mention. Here I go again. I had made a fresh batch of the relish that I gave you guys a recipe for. It was Martha Stewart's cranberry kumquat. I thought of it because I knew I still had some in the refrigerator from Thanksgiving. Well, I also had a leftover smaller jar that I looked at and didn't finish before I got into the new, which was really bad. And I pulled it out, and I looked at it, and I thought, you know, looks like there's nothing wrong with this. It looks a little less bright because the pomegranate seeds have kind of not bleached out. They don't have the brightness. And so I tasted it, and it tasted fine. Pomegranate maybe not quite as perky in flavor, but it was still very good. You know, if I had my eyes shut, I wouldn't hesitate to eat it at all. And so I thought, So I didn't even bother to have Denny energy test me. I just spread it on a piece of... I spread it on one of my pancakes for a topping yesterday. And it was still good. You guys want to know the date on it? No, I know you don't.
Tell me.
You would have thrown it away.
Just tell us what year it is, first of all.
Well, it was 2010, of course. But it was April of 2010.
Oh, my.
Yes. It was perfect. I mean, perfect except for the shade difference in the coloring. And what I started thinking about was the things in there that are strong, high on antioxidants. Okay, the pomegranate seeds for sure, but the citrus in there is something that's rich in nutrients. So I pegged that as I started thinking about this, the things in my refrigerator that keep the best are the ones that are high antioxidant or high nutrient value.
I'm not sure the older they get, I believe the older something gets, the lower the nutrients go.
I know that for a fact. But
yeah.
I mean, and the same with the antioxidants. It can't retain them.
Well, that would
what
be
I'm
it,
saying
yeah.
is if the food originally has a higher antioxidant, especially, that's what we're trying to hold. And a lot of times, I'm using just glass now primarily for storage, for one. And I know that helps the stuff's not getting the chemical from the plastic. I know that helps with the freshness. I can see that immediately with anything. But some things just hold really, really well. And it's like adding the cashews. Now, things with fat seem, you know, the added fat to the milk, because that's where I'm basically, and vitamin K, and I don't call that, and I don't know what you call that. Wouldn't be necessarily in the antioxidant, I wouldn't think. The fat. Anyway, it was just interesting to evaluate from a different standpoint the preserving of it. And, of course, thinking then right on through to being in Germany and how they peel the mold off the top of the liverwurst and just eat below the mold line, scraping the top off when they go for it, or they dig below.
Has arrived.
And have been healthy all their life and are dealing with that instead of using chemicals in it. So, you know, which is healthier? I guess I'll take the natural. Anyway, anybody have any last minute comment? We're over time limit, I know. thought. Maybe good food for thought. Make it a great day,
thank
guys.
You.
Thanks, Shara.
Thank you.
Facilitating tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.